Chapter 32, Word for Word. It's true what they say, never meet your heroes. It turns out they're all a bunch of fucking assholes. They're probably the reason you turned into such a fucking asshole, because they were your heroes and you spent all your time trying to be like them. Let me tell you a story from my life so you can understand what I mean. It was a day like any other. Except Ben Matlock was standing really close to me. But besides that, it was a day like any other. Yeah, right. Like every day Ben Matlock is standing really close to me. That's a laugh. I was at the airport because I had to take a plane, because I had to go do stand-up in Portland, Oregon. I'm really good at stand-up. Then I look over into the bookstore, and who do I see? You're never going to believe it. It was Ben Matlock. I shit you not. And he was standing there, reading one of those big books. You know the kind? Usually you can't even understand their stupid titles, and when you try to read them, you get one word in and get really sleepy. And it's so stupid to try anyway, because if the stupid book is any good, they'll make a TV movie out of it, and then you can watch that instead. They'll probably get an actor, like that guy from that one episode of Mannix, to be in it. What the fuck is that guy's stupid name anyway? That guy that was in that one episode of Mannix. Now, you must remember this happened a long time ago, back when Ben Matlock was still alive. Literally, nobody but me had spotted Ben Matlock, and I didn't want to blow his cover, but I sure did want to meet him. Who knows? Maybe we could become friends, and I would introduce him to my buddies by saying, "Hey, you know who this guy is? This is old Ben Matlock himself. He never lost a case. Hey, Snake, you should hire this guy next time you get in any trouble. He'll keep you out of the joint. Just stop making your stupid face and show some respect and get the man some cheese." The problem was, I hadn't even met Ben Matlock yet, and I knew at any time old Ben might hear his plane was ready to go and then I'd be fucked. I shit you not. I needed a plan, but fast. I looked at the table with some books on it. I searched for a title, like How to Come Up with a Plan, but Fast, or The Art of Fast Planning. But no, nothing. Just a bunch of fucking shit. I grabbed an Archie comic from the rack and began to read it as I snuck up beside Ben Matlock. It was that one where Jughead gets a job at Pop's Chocolate Shop and the gang can't figure out why he took it, because Jughead is such a useless bum who's always mooching off his friends. But it turns out that Jughead just took the job because he knew they'd let him wear one of those oversized chef's hats, and he could use the hat to steal hamburgers. That Jughead is a dirty, thieving son of a bitch, but he sure does make me laugh. When I was right beside Matlock, I threw the Archie comic away and grabbed the biggest, thickest book I could find and turned to a random page. Then I loudly said, "What the fuck? I certainly didn't see that shit coming." Ben Matlock turned his back to me. I kept talking, but way louder this time. "I don't know about you, fella, but I love books, and the bigger and heavier, the better." Matlock turned and looked right at me. I almost fucking shit my pants. I shit you not. He's like, "I must say it's refreshing to see a younger man who appreciates literature." And so then I'm like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I love all that shit. I'm a comedian by trade, but mostly I like reading big, long books with titles you can't understand. And, of course, I like TV shows, especially ones about lawyers. And, hey, I just realized who you are. Why, you're my favorite TV lawyer of all." And that's when my mouth got real dry and I had no words and I realized I'd been tricked. It wasn't Ben Matlock at all. It was just some old man. He didn't even look like Ben Matlock. I'd just spent over 2 minutes talking to some old man. Who the fuck would ever do that? There's not a day goes by that I don't think about that stupid old man and how much I hate his fucking guts.